This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
Civic Media News. I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is partisan primary election day, the first election day since new boundaries for Wisconsin Senate and Assembly districts went into effect. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf.
Who's on their ballot, what districts they're qualified to vote in, depends on their address. And so when the redistricting happened, voters who are now in a new district, their registration was moved by their clerk into that appropriate district.
Polls are open till 8 tonight. That's when election night coverage begins on many civic media radio stations and online. The last of four hotel security guards linked to the death of Devante Mitchell in Milwaukee has made his initial court appearance. Herbert Williamson and three others restrained Mitchell on June 30th. Mitchell died of asphyxiation. Staffing levels at Wisconsin's youth prisons is on the agenda as Governor Evers' Juvenile Justice Commission meets today. Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools are under more scrutiny since a teenager attacked and killed a counselor in June. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is paying more than $2 billion to minority farmers, ranchers, and foresters. It's to make up for discriminatory practices of the past, like denying government loans. But some advocates say they want more transparency.
I'm not personally dazzled about numbers or dollar amounts unless I can connect that to the people that are being most impacted.
Sharon Mallory is with the 2020 Farmers Co-op. Attendance at this year's Wisconsin State Fair set a record. The State Fair Board says 1.1 million people came through the gates in West Allis. That's about 6,500 more people than last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The partisan primary elections are today, which will determine which candidates will appear on the November 5th ballot. In Wisconsin's newly created 87th Assembly District, two Republican candidates are on the ballot. Voters will choose between Brent Jacobson and Corey Sillars. The winner will take on Democrat William Swatala. The redrawn district, currently represented by retiring Republican James Edming, encompasses a range of metro communities, including Schofield, Mosinee, Rib Mountain, Hatley, Cronin-Wetter, and Rothschild. Wittenberg, Burnham Wood, Iola, Tigerton, and Rosholt are also among the communities represented by the 87th moving forward. Wisconsin State Assembly representatives serve two-year terms. To learn more about who and what is on your ballot and where your polling place is, head to myvote.wy.gov. You can drop your ballot off at City Hall or head to your polling site. Polls close at 8 p.m. In Wisconsin's 35th Assembly District, which includes all of Lincoln and Langlade counties and portions of Marathon, Shawnee, and Oconto, including Antigo, Merrill, and Tomahawk, are all a part of it. Republican incumbent Calvin Callahan faces Republican Todd Mayer. Whoever wins takes on Democratic challenger Lincoln County Supervisor Elizabeth McCrank in the November 5th election. The Wausau School District deferred a possible referendum to spring of 25. Voters could have some big decisions to make in the coming months as the district continues to face a significant budget deficit. On Monday, the Wausau School Board chose to defer any possible referendum questions to next April's election. They said that they want to have more pieces of the puzzle put together to bring the community together to see the long-term plan. In the past decade, there have been nearly 600 operational referendum questions, with 77% of them passing over that time. The Wausau School District is currently facing a budget deficit of $1.5 million for the 2024-2025 school year. That number is only projected to rise over the next 5 years. This comes after the school district's month-long operational referendum survey in May. The district is currently undergoing a building assessment, analyzing the elementary schools for financial optimization. The board will formally be revisiting the referendum topic in January. The city of Wausau has decided not to use drop boxes for primaries today. Voters still have the option of bringing their ballots to City Hall. They'll be open until 8 p.m. for people to return it. If you're headed to the polls, there are a couple of things that you need to bring: your photo ID and some patience. There may be lines at the poll sites with 100 trained poll workers who are all trying to get you in and out quickly. There are 5 political parties on the ballot, and you can only vote in one of those parties. And then there are 2 referendum questions on the back of the ballot. If you haven't registered to vote yet, you can at the site today. All you need is a photo ID and proof of residence that ties you to your address. And new research shows that nearly 40 million members of Gen Z are eligible to vote in this upcoming presidential election. 8 million of them are first-time voters. The research from Tufts University also says that nearly half of those eligible voters represent people of color. A professor of political science at UW-Madison says that Democrats are trying to motivate Gen Z members to get to the polls now more than ever. He also says that Gen Z tends to lean more liberal than any other generation. And gas prices fell nearly 10 cents last week. The average across the state today is $3.40 per gallon. Demand is dropping as summer driving season is slowly coming down. Gas prices in central Wisconsin today range from $3.24 to $3.39 per gallon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Crew lose to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost game one of their four-game series to the Dodgers last night, the final 5-2, game two tonight. Manager Pat Murphy said he thought his young Brewers team was a little intimidated facing the Dodgers, and future Hall of Famer now in his 17th season, Clayton Kershaw, on the mound.
Yeah, this is it, man. If you want to be, you want to swim with the Sharks, you got to be willing to step up in these situations and put together, forget about who's on the mound. I mean, and forget about, you know, it's baseball. It's pitch by pitch. And I'm not disappointed at any, I'm not mad at anybody or anything like that. I just felt like we didn't have the right approach there mentally for a situation. But it is, they're young guys in front of their hometown crowd, and it's Kershaw. So that means something.
NFL, one of the players who stood out in the Packers' win over the Browns was wide receiver Grant DuBose, who had 5 catches for 66 yards, leading the team in receptions.
Grant had a really good game the other day. Obviously, he made some pretty clutch catches, but his effort blocking was excellent as well. So I was really pleased with that, with him. He had a really good game.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich. The team heads to Denver for a joint practice session later this week. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a movie this weekend that is ripe for theater viewing as opposed to streaming, and you can't seem to get enough of franchises, check out Alien Romulus. Not even sure I need to explain what it's about, but the story finds colonizers in space who end up in peril when they come face to face with, you guessed it, aliens. Alien Romulus is the umpteenth installment in the series and most likely not the last, and it opens August 16th. Have fun at the movies. Matt Damon says the people and culture of Boston can seem abrasive and harsh. Damon's new comedy is called The Instigators and is set in the actor's native city. His lifelong pal and castmate Casey Affleck also calls Boston his hometown. Damon says he is aware of how people view Boston and can be put off by Bostonians' sarcasm and cynicism. But to him, it feels like a comfortable pair of socks. New tourism slogan, anyone? The Instigators can be streamed on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 59. Tomorrow, some sunshine in the morning. Mostly cloudy in the afternoon, 82 with scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.